listening to healthradio.fm. I'm at the Wellness Show in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm with Randy Gaum. Now, Randy, you are the owner of an infrared company. What's the name of your company?
The company's called Radiant Health Saunas.
And how long have you been doing that for?
15 years.
Now, I've heard a lot about infrared. What is that? Is it a technology? What does it mean?
Well, infrared is something that your body gives off at about 9.4 microns. And so, like, you're exposed to infrared all the time. Same as when you lay down on the beach in the sand, you feel the warmth from the sand, that's actually far infrared. So what the research found in the far infrared range, the longer wavelength, there's a lot of different health benefits. So an infrared sauna, conventional sauna is heated up the air by convection through hot air. But in a far infrared sauna, it's slowly heating up the body, and so you sweat profusely at a lower, more comfortable temperature.
What are the benefits of sweating? Why do you want people to sweat?
Well, most people, it's their toxic load is very high. So a lot of people over our lifetime were exposed to pesticides and mercury from the mouth, from the silver amalgams, and everything you can do to lower your toxic load. I was a firefighter, and then I ended up having toxin exposure and had the label of fibromyalgia. And I didn't really think too much of it. And then I had an adipose tissue sample done. It turned out I was very high in a chlorinated pesticide used in treating wood products. And it wouldn't be fair to say all I did was the infrared sauna to get better. I changed my diet, I did a bunch of things, but of all the modalities I used, it was the most effective in lowering my toxic load and reducing my pain level, because I'd reached a point where I had difficulty walking, I couldn't hold on to a telephone, and it doesn't mean that everybody that has fibromyalgia has a toxin problem, but I went to a functional medicine conference in 1996, and I was listening to some of the leading researchers talk about fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, sometimes arthritis, I won't use the term labels, but just, you know, these categories they've given people, and they said what the problem is that everybody's toxic load continues to get higher and higher these days. They use like analogy of a rain barrel reaching the point where overflows the top, and sometimes it's the final trigger that puts someone over. It can be a vaccination, it can be a pesticide exposure. They said if you can lower that toxic load in the rain barrel, these patients often dramatically improve, and the light went on for me that, hey, I'm not the only one that would benefit from detoxifying.
Now, you had said you had fibromyalgia, but what were you feeling prior to using a sauna and getting rid of your toxic load? How were you, sluggish? Did you feel sick? How were you feeling?
Had a lot of fatigue and a lot of muscle pains. Like I said, difficulty walking. And I've been a bit of an adrenaline junkie before. I was on the mountain rescue team and the Whistler Ski Patrol. So I went from that to a lot of cognitive impairment, a lot of fatigue, and especially the muscle pain. So everything you would do, you'd be sore after. And it wouldn't be fair to say all I did was the infrared sauna to get better, but it was the most effective modality for lowering my toxic load and reducing my pain level. And so I've been selling them for about 15 years. The hardest thing out there is someone says, well, why? How does an infrared sauna differ from a normal sauna? A lot of people find that normal saunas are too hot. But an infrared sauna, the air temperature in there is about 115 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. And so it's much more comfortable. A typical hot air sauna is around 200, 210. And so the nice thing is there's been studies coming out more recently. There's an arthritis study come out. There's one with people with congestive heart failure and high blood pressure. So they're using it as a modality to lower their high blood pressure and to improve their condition. So it's always nice to see when the research is supporting it. The nice thing with the infrared sauna is you don't come out feeling fatigued. A person can start the day, have an infrared sauna, have a shower and go to work, and you sweat profusely at a lower temperature. So it's kind of, and it just plugs into a normal outlet in a wall, so you don't have to have any plumbing or, you know, big, you know, any changes in the house. The infrared, I looked into, when I started using it myself, I looked at some of the Japanese research, and ideally it's kind of in that 7 to 14 micron wavelength. It's very specific. It's in the longer wavelength. That's what showed the health benefits. The thing you have to look out for on the market now is there's lots of infrared saunas. They sell them at the, you know, we'll call it the high volume stores and things like that. And they all look very similar. So as a buyer, you should look for about four things. Is you want to make sure it's in the correct micron wavelength. If it's in the shorter micron wavelength, obviously no one has a gauge to be able to check themselves. So what you can do is if it heats up quite quickly and the heater's shut off, it's an indication it's really in the 1 to 2 microns. And you try to avoid that. Because what you want when you sit in an infrared sauna is continuous emissions all the time. The other thing to look for is many of the saunas on the market are very high in EMF, electromagnetic fields. Not just a little bit high, really high. We may need anywhere from 10 to 100 milligos. And so ideally, Swedish standards or TCO standards are 2 milligos or less at what they call point-to-body contact. So if you're contacting any company, look closely, ask for their independent testing for their EMF, okay? And if it's 2 or less, I'd be happy with it. Ours, at what they call point-to-body contact, the wooden slats you lean against, average 0.3 milligos. But be careful, and it's kind of, I almost call it sleight of hand. A lot of companies say, hey, look, our heaters are 0.5 or 1 or whatever like that. But most of the EMF isn't coming from the heaters. It's coming from the electrical connections and the wiring. So make sure when you look at the study that they're actually testing the sauna, because that's what you and I care about. Well, what's the environment when we're sitting in there, not what it tests at some lab somewhere. So,
yeah, do people go online to find you? Are you in stores? How does someone get more information about your company?
Well, my website is radianthealthsaunas.com. They can phone me. My toll-free number is 1-888-291-6544. If you mention the health radio show, I'd be happy to give someone a discount. I sell, you know, pretty well all over North America and even ship overseas sometimes as well.
I understand you're going to give our listeners a $100 discount if they say healthradio.fm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was actually going to give them a little bit more than that. But
fantastic. Remember that, listeners. So thank you so much for your time today. Again, tell me again your website address one more time.
Okay, it's radianthealthsaunas.com.
And your phone number again?
1-888-291-6544.
Thanks for being on healthradio.fm. Thank you.